and gratefully to those who make our business possible. All of us here want you to know we sincerely appreciate your friendship and loyalty over the years. Bluestem Insurance Group says thank you and wishes you a wonderful holiday season and a happy, prosperous new year.
From all your friends here.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
14 KVOE, live and local.
Live and local, this is KVOE News.
KVOE News time 8:16. We've got cloud cover in 33. Our high today will be 45. Full forecast details with Doug Myers coming up before a very active 8 o'clock hour here on our airwaves. We are starting to see flu, COVID-19, and other illness trends, and some of the impacts of that. We've already mentioned here this morning that Newman Regional Health has now temporary visit restrictions into play. And the illness numbers are on the increase. We're pleased to have with us Dr. Ladanoye Inuga, Lyon County Health Officer, here as our 8:05 newscast continues today.
Dr. Inuga, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
We're doing all right so far. So I guess I have to ask here how things are going in the community in general terms. It seems like for quite some time that the illness numbers may have been a bit lower than we're used to seeing them, and it sounds like maybe the situation's resetting itself.
Definitely. You stated it very rightly. The numbers are trending up pretty significantly over the last few weeks, and we prognosticate that it's going to keep going up into the new year. We're seeing higher trends of influenza A viruses and other parainfluenza like flu-like viruses also on the rise.
Now, you mentioned influenza A. Are we seeing influenza B as well, along with those flu-like symptoms that aren't officially qualifying as flu right now?
We've seen a few influenza Bs, but we're seeing way more of the influenza A viruses here in our community.
So what kind of symptoms does this possess? What are people dealing with?
So most people that are coming in are having the most typical symptoms are fever, runny nose, cough, or headache are the basic symptoms most people are coming in. And it mimics every other flu-like illness. So that's the influenza A, B, rhinovirus, RSV, parainfluenza viruses. They all kind of mimic each other.
Is it kind of hard to tell what people may be dealing with at this stage of the game as we get closer to Christmas?
You really can tell based off on symptoms alone. And another one that we're seeing a pretty high uptick in is also the mycoplasma pneumonia, especially in our pediatric populations and the younger adults.
How much of a concern is it when, you know, we go from talking about flu, we haven't even talked about COVID-19 yet, but to add pneumonia as a secondary or in some cases even a primary concern at this time of year?
It's pretty concerning. I won't even downplay that because most people, it takes about a couple of visits to the ED before they're diagnosed with the mycoplasma pneumonia because it's just not one of our typical viruses that you see at this time of the year. But this year we've had a whole lot of cases and very ill people from this as well.
So is there still time, Dr. Inuga, to get a flu shot? Too late for that? Or would you encourage people to do so if they haven't done that yet?
It's never too late. I'll encourage everyone that hasn't gotten a flu shot to get it because that's the single most important factor that you can use to reduce the burden of illness. Now, the flu shot doesn't say you're never going to get the flu. It just means that you probably will have a milder version of the illness, or you will not need to be hospitalized from the flu virus, which we know could potentially be fatal in some people, especially those people that are at higher risk for this illness.
Dr. Ladanoye Inuga joining us here. It's 8:19 on KVOE and KVOE.com. And, you know, with all the talk about the flu and the flu-like symptoms, how are things going with COVID-19 at this particular point in time? Because, you know, really we have not heard much about COVID-19 except for maybe scattered times throughout the course of the year. And there really hasn't been a ton of, at least from what I've been able to see, a ton of conversation about COVID right now going into the holiday period.
And again, you're correct. We haven't seen a lot of COVID illnesses at this time, but it's basically still the same preventive factors with any kind of viral illness that you have to have in place, basically to prevent the viruses from spreading or becoming widespread or having major outbreaks in our community. So I won't kind of say one is more important than the other at this time because all of them could potentially be fatal.
Understood. Dr. O, one more question here for you when it comes to COVID. There have been so many different changes on the incubation times or the time periods for separating yourself, when you can come back into the general population and kind of normal life flow. What's the latest, guidance here that you're passing on here to the community when it comes to once you get COVID, what you got to do?
So for COVID, it's been the same. We have the same guidelines from CDC for the past, I'll say about a year, which is still you're considered potentially infectious for the first 5 days. So we're asking you to mask, definitely be in isolation for the first 5 days. And if you're going to go out after the fifth day, that's if you haven't had a fever and not using any fever reducing medications, use a mask for another 5 days. So it's isolate for five days, wear a mask when you go out for another 5 days. That's if you haven't been hospitalized or needed more than 10 liters of oxygen.
And people,
so we're saying for the general population, five plus five is what we're recommending.
Five plus five. And now that COVID, I guess people really aren't reporting it if they have it, but we're still aware of a number of people that are dealing with COVID-19 and have come down with it here. So take heed the information. Well, Dr. Oyenuga, we certainly appreciate your time here this morning, as always, and we want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you as well. Merry Christmas to all of Emporia and Lyon County.
And a happy and safe Christmas as well. Dr. Oyenuga, thanks again.
Thank you. Bye. Have a great day.
You too. Dr. Aladdin Oyenuga wrapping up our 8:05 newscast. Busy here for the next 40 minutes because we have AAA Kansas Manager Republican Government Affairs Sean Stewart with the Newsmaker 2 spot about end-of-year holiday travel projections, Lyon County History Center.